Yeah, Adam Fryer, good morning, mate.
That's a nice segue from that story into me.
I know.
Come of this, but hey, we'll bring you Adam.
Yeah, sorry, mate. There's no easy way to get from
that to
a death stroke murder to our rugby England preview.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it? But look, it has been a very, very big week for rugby, that's for sure. Announcing the squad is Ralph Folau signing, and I was part of that journey and that ride, and he is a class act.
Yeah.
He was the ultimate professional, and there's a reason why he is quite possibly one of the highest paid athletes in Australia, is simply because of that. A ripper bloke, and rugby certainly gets the win there.
And was it the ability to go to Japan that got him over the line?
Look, I think so. And even in talking to that, I think another thing that no one's really pointed out is that he's very passionate about the rugby community, and he's very close with his Tongan teammates. Look, I know he's very close with the likes of Wycliffe Palu and Sakopi Kepu, and people are very close to him. So, look, I think all players are saying that it is about the earn at the end of the day, and you would go to the best financial option if it was there. But I do think he's staying in rugby for the right reasons, and he's staying in rugby because this is the sport he stayed in the longest.
Sure.
And rugby league in a very short term, and AFL was even shorter, but this will be his longest stay in sport. But, he's going to get paid well, but you don't hold that against him. He's here for the right reasons as well.
And, mate, he's in that Wallaby squad. Before we get to the Super Rugby final and your tip, I want to chat about that because there were some shocks, mate. No James O'Connor, who was one of the automatic selections years ago. Nick Cummins is missing. No Carmichael Hunt. He's missing. On form, apparently, not because of indiscretions. No Ben Robinson and no Ben Alexander up front.
Yeah, well, look, it's certainly Michael's put his intentions on the line to suggest that he wants his team. And look, when he coached the Spring Tour, he inherited that team that he took over to Europe. But the big surprise for me was probably James. And I think, I've said on this show many a times, I think he's high risk because sometimes he can let you down off the field, but he's high reward. And every time he is doing media, they flock there. And when he's playing well, and I think his best year was about 3 years ago when he was on the wing, he was in incredible form. But now you've got players like Spate, Neovoro, and also the form of Joe Tamani. There's just so many big wingers now. And I think you just got to look at the situation and say, if he's in the squad, who do you leave out? And I don't think Michael could have left anyone out. So disappointing for him. And Nick Cummins is another one. But the Western Force finishing in the bottom of the competition, I think there needs to be reward for players playing in good teams.
That's the same for O'Connor. You know, it's been a wretched year for the Queensland Reds, and we talk about it often. So let's start with going to a competitive club, maybe taking a little bit less cash, Adam. Go to a province where you can win a title and be in the selectors' forefront.
Mate, and the same rule goes with State of Origin. So,
sure.
Look, I think that every selection he's made, I don't question. And probably it's a bit disappointing for someone like Benny Robinson, who's, I think, been a great servant to Australian rugby, and he's staying around next year as well. But, never rule it out because you go back and you play in the NRC competition, anything can happen, and it's a pretty long year. So I think he's had the conversation with anyone saying that this squad of 40, it may change. And, I mean, I've been in teams where I've been left out of squads and then you make it 3 weeks later. The best thing you can do is hold your nerve and never blow up at the coach.
Yep. No, that doesn't work too well.
Slats can give you a bit of a rundown on that.
I'm sure. And I've done it before. You lose your marbles and talk to him a week later when he tells you in the team.
It's never good. Mate, TK mentioned at the start of the show we would have been talking more rugby if one or both the sides from Australia were playing in the final. But the Hurricanes and the Highlanders, they were both very good last weekend.
Well, they certainly broke the hearts of many Australians. It would have been great to have that final out at ANZ with the Waratahs and Brumbies, but not to be. But the Highlanders, for mine, were very good, very impressive, very physical. That's the nature of Jamie Joseph. And I just think, and I've said it on the show, the likes of Ben Smith, Aaron Smith, their halfback, they were just incredible, the whole team and their forward packs. No All Blacks in that forward pack, yet they absolutely monstered the Waratahs riddled with Wallabies. And then you go to the Hurricanes. Oh, I think they were probably a little bit off their standard, which they've performed this year, getting over the Brumbies pretty well in the end. But look, I think this weekend I'm going for the Hurricanes. I don't think it'll be a huge margin. I just think this year they've showed all the class. They've got the backup. Bowden Barrett back at 10. Now, Perenara, their 9, has been incredible as well. I do think they'll win at the Cakes in, but I don't think they'll win by much.
All right. Yeah, they're the short price favourites, mate, $1.37. They're getting 6.5 start. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, mate, I really think it's going to be a close game. I think 6.5 is probably enough.
Right.
I think it's just got way too much attacking flair over the Highlanders. And I think a few points will be scored as well. So, look, I think it's going to be an entertaining final. and disappointing Aussie teams in there, but I think the two probably best sides of the last 6 weeks are in that grand final.
Mate, you sound relaxed. It must be this new job of yours.
I'm actually sitting under a tree in the freezing cold, so that perception is not a reality at the moment. I'm running ragged.
What are you, the digital manager, are you, or the media manager of the Wallabies?
Just the manager in general, just okay. Everything yeah. Flat.
All right.
Like what you, how you carry on when I'm at the show, just carrying on like you run everything. That's yeah. Pretty much me, but just in some facet of this small world of rugby. Yep.
Good on you, mate. You'll do a wonderful job. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.